We are live and we're here. Hey, good morning, everyone. It's a 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and I hope you're doing well today. Well, today we're going to talk about knowing best, and if you do, you're wrong, right? And knowing best is wrong. And you're like, what do you mean by that? Just telling people that this is the best way to do it is potentially going to be wrong. We're going to talk about that, and I'm going to talk about this. I hope it's spelt it right. And you have to figure out what it is. I'll tell you towards the end of the show as we go through this process. And that's something my daughter drew for me. So I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And this is our 582nd episode around 7:40 a.m. here on a Tuesday. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer, get home in a decent hour, not work 60, 80 hours a week, and have a little fun in the office and at home. Get home and have fun. And have fun in work. It's all work, 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 no fun. That is not fun. So what am I talking about today? Why am I saying knowing best is wrong? Coach a lot of teams, and for me to tell them I know what's best, I know I'm wrong as soon as I say it. And it limits the thought process of what's going on. And one of the things that drew my attention, besides having meetings where people are like, well, I'm going to write all the tasks for all the workers for the team. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. You're starting all over from scratch. So this little drawing here, I don't know how you – so it's got a train on it, right? Because my daughter knows I like trains. It's got a little rainbow, and it looks like it's got a sun. Did you know this spelled dad, by the way? That's a D. And an AD. Now, if I would have told my daughter to, I know what's best, how to write dad, would this have ever happened? No, right? So by knowing what's best, you limit the creativity of your team and the people you're coaching. So just because you think you know what's best in the right way, I mean, there may be some stuff that you experiences you can share, but you got to let them make the decision of where they want to go in the journey. Because they can create something like this, which I thought was really creative and really pretty, which I would have never in my engineering mind thought to draw all this, right? So by telling people what's best, and you know what's best for them, I'm going to tell you what to do, how to come up with a solution. You don't get creative solutions by your team. So if you don't want creative solutions and you just want a solution that just does whatever, you don't care about creativity, then you really don't need Agile anyhow, okay? I'll just be honest with you. I had an argument with the team, but I'm trying to make them think about stuff like, well, we don't need to meet together. We only need to meet like once every 3 weeks. And I'm like, well, are you then are you a team? I mean, if you don't meet but once every full moon, you know, does that make you a team? I mean, or why are we doing this? If you don't have any intention to work together as a group, then why are we as a group? It does, you know, and I was having that conversation, just trying to get to think that, and it just, they don't get the concept. Just because you, if you don't work together, then you're really not a team. By definition, you're not a team. Anyway, that's another topic. But by telling everybody what's best, you know, they have to understand it and why it is, and they make better product, right? So that is the other one. And the other one from a real practical sense in Scrum and Agile. And I shared this story before. I'm probably going to share it again just because it just works. It's right in the tasks. So there's a lot of times you'll get these when you do a transformation, you'll get these leads or scrum masters or product owners like, well, here's the work, but I'll write the task to get the job done. Well, no. Now you are the bottleneck in your process and you're the linchpin to destroy everything in the flow. What I coach my teams to do and my leaders to do is not write the task on how to solve the problem for their team. Some may say that, well, that's the quickest, fastest way. But what happens when you're not there? And they don't, sometimes they just don't get it. You know, don't complain to me that you can't take vacation, that you can't take time off, and you need to be there 24/7 and work 60, 80 hours a week. If you don't let people do their job and understand how to do it from scratch, okay? And that's what I try to coach them, because they have to understand that. So, well, then you can't ever take vacation. And that was one of the things I used to teach in one of my Agile classes when I was training people. It's like, well, if you're the sole person on your team, that's the only one who could do that function, then you can never take vacation. Please don't come to ask me for vacation time because I'm not going to approve it. And they all look at me like, what do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to approve my vacation time? I'm like, you're the only one who could do it. And unless you train somebody else on how to do your job too, so at least you can take vacation, you can't take vacation, right? And they would argue with me. I'm like, well, then who's going to do your job when you're away? What if the system broke while you're away? Who's going to maintain it? Who's going to fix it? Well, no one. Well, then you can't take vacation because you designed the system in such a way that no one else can but you, right? So this whole idea of writing tasks for everybody on your team is a falsehood, right? It may think it's the fastest path, but it's actually the slowest path and the most dangerous path in an organization, right? People don't get that. I mean, you all work together on how to do it, and you need to work together. What if you write code that no one else can read, right? And later on, there's a bug in it for something that somebody changed. There's always someone changing something somewhere in the system. I'm sorry. It's going to break your code. Someone has to go in and figure out why your code's broken and what they broke to break your code, right? So you want to have other people. So don't act like knowing best is wrong. You're wrong, right? So if you know best, if you think you know best, and when you say the word best, you know you're going to be wrong because you're limiting the creativity of the people on your team, right? So I would have never spelled dad this way. I would have never written dad this way. Would have had no idea this is what, but when she came up with this as like, I like the trains and outdoors and the rainbow and everything. It's awesome, right? I would have never, ever thought of this in my entire life, ever. But I could have wrote a task and tell her how to spell dad, right? D-A-D. I could have wrote that and it's got to be this way and it's got to be a particular way. I could have done that, right? And maybe that's how I would have done it. But then that would have limited my creativity. So I just want to share that example of knowing best because I see it every day. Every time I go to brand new teams. Well, I'll write all the tasks for people. And the one story I'll leave you with this. Had an engineer, was a lead tech person. Was writing all the tasks. And I always tell this story. And the night before sprint planning, I said, well, okay, are you going to task out all your work? We had agreement. Everybody's going to task this work out and every story is going to have tasks. And I'm like, you're going to write all these tasks? Why don't you get your team to write? No, I'm going to write all the tasks for everybody. He's up until 2 o'clock in the morning writing tasks and everybody for everybody's thing. Next morning, I see him. He looked, because I purposely went back to see him. So how was it last night? I was up to 2 a.m. in the morning. You going to do that next day? No. I'm never doing that again. I'm going to teach everybody how to write the tasks themselves so they can get to it. And little by little, I always tell the story because it's a good one. Later on, like when I was about to leave, he said, Greg, for the past 3 months, I haven't got a call at home for people asking me what to do and how to do it. So he trained it. So I was there for an 8-month engagement. So the first 5 months worked with him. He was kind of, and then he trained everybody. In the last 3 months of my 8 months I was with that group, he never got a call home because his higher staff was working on their own, was able to do everything without asking them how to do something. So if you want to know how to coach somebody, that's how you coach somebody. Well, I'm always willing to help. But I coach everybody so everybody can do their job without depending on somebody else to tell them what to do, right? Because that way I got a whole team of 10 people that are independent thinkers come up with this creative stuff and hopefully make the company lots of money. And everybody else gets a bonus and we don't get calls at home. We're not working 80 hours a week. And that'll be a story tomorrow because I heard a good one yesterday. So with that, I'm going to say, see you later. Give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Ring the bell so you get little notifications like you heard on my cell phone going off next to me when we go live and when we post up new materials. And there is a SpaceX, hopefully, cross fingers, knock on wood, a rocket launch today. They're going to launch that. So hopefully it works. Cross my fingers because it'll be amazing and see that sucker land vertical and not blow up for a change. Would be freaking awesome. So that, I wish SpaceX the best of luck. And I wish you all happy scrumming and the best of luck today. And, you know, it takes little by little. Like I said, I was there for 8 months. 5 months later, he stopped getting those calls, right? So it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. But in the end, you'll be a much happier person. I mean, unless you plan on only working there for 5 months, you know, and not there long term on your job, you want to get to the point where everybody else is managing their own stuff and you're not telling them what to do. I mean, I can tell you a story. Another thing, just saw a team lost one of their key lead people. They're screwed. They're going to find out. Anyway, take care, everyone. Have a great day. Enjoy your day. Happy scrumming. And bye.